Welcome to the Futile Podcast. Tonight, we're going to talk about the Critter Saga. Four films over the course of, I would say, about 8 years.
It's really like one film just broken into four pieces.
I would say that's accurate to describe it.
Yeah.
I mean, you have such, you know, well-crafted continuity throughout the saga.
Oh, my gosh.
That, when you start at the beginning, you establish that it's got a sci-fi element. It's not just a monster movie. They're not just dumb. They've got like strategy.
Mostly dumb.
They're they escape from a prison at the beginning. They escape from space prison
and space spaceships.
And space bounty hunters have to come after them.
They can reprogram the computer.
Yeah, and yet they drink dish soap and eat.
They don't know what human dish soap is like. Stuff. Maybe it's food to them. They eat all kinds of things.
I think the Critter Saga started getting worse before it started.
Yeah. The first one was pretty bad.
The first one's got the family in Grover's Bend, and it's kind of quiet. Farmhouse gets...
Is that Billy Zane?
Gets it assaulted. It's like Straw Dogs.
It followed the whole arc of the Leprechaun movies, kind of. It started on a farmhouse and ended up in space before it goes to the hood for Critters 5 and 6.
Now, Critters in the Hood would be actually probably pretty good. That's like when Leprechaun got good when it went to the Hood.
It was better when it went in the Hood.
You think Critters would get better if they went to the Hood?
It's be Space Hood because there's continuity with Critters. So it would be like but in 2070.
Leprechaun is in the majority of the Leprechaun movies. And the Critters show up like three times a movie. And they go, rah! And Seth cracks up. and then they fly at somebody's face and like bite their neck.
It's Critters cameos.
Yeah, it's Critters cameos in their own movie. Every single one of them takes like 40 minutes to get started.
You know what? It's not
so awful.
They're not beholden to your fate, your precious Save the Cat, like super structured kind of storytelling that you love to
do. Are they horror
movies?
Know?
No, they're science fiction, action, adventure, comedies.
They're none of those things. They're none of those things. None of those things describes the movies at all.
How would you describe them? In your Save the Cat type?
Just utter and complete crap. Just terrible.
And put out my New Line Cinema, though.
Yeah, it's just like it's Gremlins ripoff stuff, you know? They're trying to cash in on those...
Cute?
Yeah. Trying to get cash in on those big gremlin bucks, you know?
It's possible.
I just like how fun-loving the critters are.
They do like...
They're trying to take over the world, but they're also...
They just want
to
goof around and have a good time along
the
way.
Yeah, have a good time.
Yeah. They just want to eat and chow down and goof around with their buddies, and they make fun of each other a lot.
Yeah.
Favorite critters moment. Zach, what's your favorite critters moment?
I would have to say right now, when all the movies ended and we don't have to watch them anymore.
Ever again?
Yeah. That's my favorite critters moment.
I mean, I'm being serious. Come on.
I'm being serious. I'm being serious.
Your favorite part is when it was over.
Yeah. They were reprehensible pieces of garbage, and I don't ever want to see them again.
Okay.
Leonardo DiCaprio's in the third one. Angela Bassett was in the fourth one. I don't even know who's in the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Don Baker? No.
No.
Emmett Walsh was in the first one.
Right, yeah.
Just terrible. Nobody even got laid.
What was your favorite?
My favorite moment would have to be the two scenes of nudity.
Oh, I would think so.
In Critters 2, there was a little nudity, and then in this one, you see Angela Bassett's
side boob,
and some ass.
You think that was a body double? I think that was really her.
I think she turned around in the shot.
It might have been.
Yeah.
You would know you're a connoisseur of these things.
I'm a connoisseur of ass. Yeah, no, those were definitely
the best
moments.
So those were
your
favorite
moments. Yeah, I guess I do have some favorite moments, yeah.
There you go.
My favorite moment is when the critter popped out and was like, ah! they turned like, they're like, ah!
Yeah.
It wasn't your
head
favorite...
on a swivel, buddy. They're all inside linebackers.
I think your favorite moment was when the critters heard the voicemail for the guy they just eaten. And they were laughing about how like he was going to get fired or something. In the third one.
It wasn't just a voicemail. He was talking to the guy on the phone.
Yeah.
The guy's like, you're done in this business.
He answered the phone. He's like,
and he's like, why do you sound like this?
Why do you sound like a critter?
Yeah. Why do you sound like a critter?
Or when in the second one, when there were like a million critters rolling around.
That was great.
And then somebody goes out of the church and like, what's that noise? And Zach's like, it's probably the critters.
Just, it could be other stuff.
Most likely the critters.
You can see like 500 critters. It's probably the critters.
Just a whole orchard full of critters.
They were holed up like hiding from the critters. Like they knew they existed. Yeah. What do you mean, what's that noise?
Like maybe it was a dog.
It's a stampede of water buffalo. Yeah. Just happened to be running by, you know?
The second one is definitely the best, I think.
The second one, yeah, that had some funny
lines. It has the most fun to it, and I remember it with like the greatest fondness. Because I don't
see the critter eggs.
Yeah, the Easter, setting into Easter and stuff.
There's a thing about the sheriff in the bunny costume who gets bitten on the dick by a critter, and then he smashes through the church window and like knocks over a crucifix. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. The second one was all right.
Second one was pretty good.
Yeah, you got that coming around.
It doesn't take much.
Yeah, you won me over. Right. 4 stars.
Well, I mean, I think, yeah, for the whole saga, you got
no. Seven and it kills me that you keep calling it a saga. Like it's, you know.
Well, full spoilers here. I mean, you get real arc for the characters that go all the way through. I mean,
eventually, yeah, Charlie has to man up and shoot his hero up, which, by the way, was a real heel turn there.
That was, yeah.
That was like Hulk Hogan suddenly becoming Hollywood Hulk Hogan on the NWO.
I still haven't accepted that.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people have. You know, he came out and half his beard is dyed black.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's a real heel turn. That's what Ugg did right there.
He had to make some tough decisions, like cutting six when he couldn't cut the mustard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was rough. No, I mean, I don't know.
Stop trying to defend them like the real movies.
No, seriously. As a kid, when I saw these movies, it was interesting to me because you're right. They're all these movies that came out when we were kids were a lot of ways like rip-offs of other things. So you had, you know, you had Ghoulies, and you have,
we're doing Ghoulies next,
Invaders right? from Space and whatever else. Oh, well, probably not be doing Ghoulies. And other things. And we're going to start the real stuff now. I think it was...
Ghoulies go to college?
No, I finally warmed back up. We're going to start covering... I got a whole bunch of criterions lined up on Hulu. We're gonna do this for real. We got like Chinese bookie and the real movie, cinema, proper cinema.
We're gonna start, stuff that's like more boring than Critters.
We're going to crack into proper cinema.
No,
good.
He's going to play the Wishmasters next.
Well, there is the possibility of Wishmasters.
Do Ghoulies actually go to college, one of them?
It shows them running afoul of the dean. With cap and with the caps and everything.
Really?
Like they were going to get graduated.
They pop out of the toilet.
No, I don't think they do the toilet the gimmick anymore.
Well, it's just in the first,
so Ghoulies was just trying to catch the critters run off that was trying to catch some gremlins run off. Is that right?
Ghoulies are like supposed to be little demonic creatures. Okay. It's kind of like The Gate. You remember The Gate? Mm. See, I saw all these movies as a kid, and what I kind of liked about Critters was, I mean, for one, the first movie, I did. I liked that as a kid. The first movie has kind of an effective like family sieged by these monsters thing that kind of works. I mean, like it could be like rabid freaking badgers. It's still something dangerous, right? And then the second one has the humor and giant ball critters, and that's funny and fun. And the third one is kind of lax. I'll give you that.
I'll give you that.
But they set it in a different location. They put it in like a high rock, like an old shitty like projects, and people like there's still that sort of siege. Like people have to escape.
Yeah,
out
it was
of the
like
roof.
Assault on Precinct 13, except with critters.
Except with critters. And then by the fourth one, you take it to space, and you aged things up and changed stuff.
Heel turns,
mm-hmm. Major heel turns for Ugg. You know, it goes from like, if you think about it, Ugg and Charlie and Lee were tooling around space for 2 years between Critters 1 and 2.
Ugg could have got
like one. They would have had a real camaraderie at some point. And then where that ends.
Ugg never learned that little trick, did he?
No, he didn't.
He seriously would have like done five. He would have just been a decent guy. Like, okay. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm
hey, here. What's up, Charlie? How's it going? Hey, yeah. Have you seen the critter eggs?
Yeah.
We're just looking for them. Instead, they just start shooting people in the guts and stuff like that.
Yeah. They would have been, no, it's right over here. And then they would have gone and killed them and done them. And
yeah, you could have still killed them at the end. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
The moral of all these movies is just be polite to people.
And then you can kill them later.
Yeah. You know, DiCaprio's stepdad wasn't very nice.
No, he wasn't.
And he got it pretty bad.
But DiCaprio regretted that.
Yeah.
They always threw like little weird, like they just try a little harder in these. And yeah, you're right, they're schlock. I will give you that. But they
try a little harder than what?
Then like most, like
they any, showed up for work.
Any yeah. of the sci-fi stuff. No, they showed up for work when they wanted to be there.
Yeah.
And they're like not winking about like, oh yeah, I you know, suck shit in hell. It's like it's like, no, this is what we're doing, and we're gonna try to make this a little better than just sucking shit in hell. Hmm. That's, I mean, I don't know. I think it would be nice if they made movies like with a little more to them. Now, I'll give you, like, yeah, they have huge hip pacing problems, and they don't make with the critters nearly enough.
Yeah, make with the critters already. And, no, speed it up.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Pick up the pace.
I will give you all those things. I'm probably never going to watch them again. I'll probably see if Chapin wants me to send these his way at this point.
I'm sure he'd love some critters showing up in his mailbox.
You never know. But I don't know. It was worth revisiting from my own perspective. At least it had the ambition to try to maintain a storyline. I think maybe there's a few other franchises that have done that. I mean, Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street had elements of that where like they pulled characters through in a couple episodes.
Halloween movies kept bringing back, you know, whatever her name was.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, and her family.
Yeah. But that continuity got really out of whack pretty quickly because didn't she die in the end of the second one or something? And then they brought her back somehow.
She wasn't actually dead. And then there was like people who were her kids and people who were her sisters. And
then in six, it's supposed to be like Michael Myers is maybe connected to some kind of weird pagan thing. And then they give up on
Jason?
That. No, we're just talking about like other franchises that attempted to have sort of a continuity, like the Nightmare on Elm Streets and the Friday the 13th, where there's sort of...
Pumpkinhead,
a little bit of Pumpkinhead, a little bit there, though. I mean, I don't know if that was just the location, maybe more than anything else. Yeah. Oh, right. Lance Hendrickson showed up in the third one, didn't he? Yeah. He wasn't in the second one, I don't think, though.
No.
He was busy at the time. But when they asked him to come back for Pumpkinhead 3, he's like, hell yeah.
He's like, I don't have a hit TV show on Fox anymore.
What TV show was he in?
He was Millennium. On Millennium for like two seasons.
You watched that.
And that I didn't watch that because I really didn't care about that.
It was on after X-Files. You watched it.
I watched like one that was the crossover episode with the X-Files. It was all about like cult stuff and things. And I just didn't care about that. I wasn't as interested in cult stuff as I was in like alien conspiracy, which I'm not even interested in alien conspiracy stuff. But I just thought like with X-Files, that was an interest. That was also a case of trying to develop.
Was the new season of X-Files any good?
Continuity and stuff. I haven't watched it yet. Oh. I've got it though.
Cool. So how about these Critters movies, guys?
Yeah. I mean, we talked about our favorite thing, maybe a least favorite thing, just to kind of...
Yeah, what was your least favorite?
Critters.
Yeah.
Critters.
The actual Critters?
The movies. So
you wanted to see them show up?
The movies.
That they exist?
Yeah. That was my least favorite thing about them. I think they're terrible, and you're giving them way too much credit.
Well, I mean,
You've been on your knees trying to suck the Critters' dick for a month now.
Critters have dicks?
I don't know. No, they reproduce asexually. The
eggs.
I think my favorite part was the Critters. Themselves.
And the least favorite part, though.
Oh, least favorite part.
The movies, right?
All the stuff that wasn't.
That wasn't the Critters.
Yeah.
Like Seth would like a supercut of just the Critters popping up.
I actually would.
Them just popping up around corners and going.
I guarantee that that's got to be on YouTube or something.
Isn't that funny?
Oh well, yeah, it's funny. Yeah, they're big furry puppets. You know?
Look in their eyes.
They have these red eyes, and they have a billion teeth, and they always look like they're smiling.
And but they stopped doing, they didn't do anything with the...
They get their heads shot.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, what happened?
Oh, no. Then they roll. Then some, you know, some guy off screen bowls them, and then they go like, action! And then they're just bowling down.
They show the critter perspective, you know? And it's been long. And clearly they're rolling, because they're still in it fast.
Yeah.
But their eyes stay still. Yeah.
Maybe they figured out how to do that.
How to keep their eyes steady.
Yeah. Like a gyroscope. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they gave up on the quills in this one, which I always thought was kind of a neat touch, especially
no continuity
in the second
with
one.
The quills. Huh?
Well, yeah, they just didn't use them, you know, which is like
lost that continuity.
I don't know. I'll agree. I mean, yeah, the least favorite thing is probably just that they're they're
it's an extra like 2 hours of
film. Yeah, they're like the critters. They can be fairly tedious.
The first act of every movie was the worst part.
Pretty much. I mean, the first act, and then just when it starts to drag.
And then the second and third acts.
Yeah.
Of every movie.
Yeah.
All right. What do you rate them? What do you give the first
like
one?
Like each one? Okay. Yeah. I think the first one is fine and fun enough, and I give that like a 3.
It's a 2.
The second one, it's a 2 for you, Seth.
I'm gonna go 2.
2. So 2 twos and a 3 for Critters 1. Critters 2, I think I have to give a 3.5. Because it was actually a lot of it's
you
actually
have
pretty
to.
Fun.
You
I
have
think
to.
I have to. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's dumb. It's stupid. It's
so like
got,
so like the same
music.
As so like a same as a pretty good Coen Brothers movie. That's where Critters 2 is.
No, Coen Brothers movies are usually like
you give them like 3.5 sometimes.
Maybe like Intolerable Cruelty. I mean, even though that's like the 3. That's worse than Critters 1. It's just less entertaining to me. It's less interesting.
Critters 2 is the best one, and it's 2.5 stars.
Okay, 2.5. Is that?
I can give it a 3.
That gives it a 3. Critters 3, I give it a 2.5.
I give it a 1.5.
Yeah, I'll give it a 2.
2. Critters 4, I'll bump back up to a 3 only because I like that whole, like, bringing it back around.
I'm going to give it a 1.
A 1.
I'm going to give it a 4.5.
Wow. So, what for what it's worth, yeah, we watch the Critters movies so you listeners don't have to.
Or you can watch them and see if you disagree.
So now on air, since you guys are belly aching like crazy guys about this, mm-hmm. What do you guys want to watch next? What do you want to get? Do you want to do more Seagal? We've got the good Seagal.
Chopped All Stars.
We're not going to podcast on Chopped All Stars, and you can watch that.
I'll watch whatever as long as there's titties in it.
That's what you always say. But then it's like, why don't you just go home and watch, you know, Skin and Max? Because
I
want to
see it in
HBO
movies
go.
where you earn it. I didn't earn it on.
It's an earnest treat.
Yeah.
You should be proud of him.
I want to earn it. You sit there, you get to know an actress, and then you see her naked body.
Okay, well.
And
so
you're forced to work for it.
Let's watch Split Second next week has earned breasts, and it has an alien monster, and it's R-rated.
Right.
Right.
And it's a sci-fi action comedy. So we'll watch Split Second next week, and just sort of a little standby, and then.
A little palate cleanser.
Palate cleanser, and then we could. I've got the first part of the Cobretti trilogy, Marion Cobretti, episode 1. We could watch that. That could be a lot of fun.
Man?
No, Demolition Man is Cobretti trilogy part 2.
Okay.
I don't believe any of those are in a trilogy.
No, it's a trilogy. It's the Cobretti trilogy.
With continuity.
It's a saga. There's no continuity.
It's pretty straightforward. You can read between the lines. You have to know a little bit about like how character works and stuff.
Marion Cobretti.
So Zach won't get it. He doesn't know about character.
He's a comedy guy. It's fine.